Good morning, Kitty Poos. Welcome to a Monday morning. It's Tony Curry here. Checking in as I do every Monday through Friday morning on Facebook and Facebook Live. Was up in Chattanooga this past weekend. I told my kids that I'd take them to see some snow this year. And I said, one way or another, you're going to see some snow. So I thought, great opportunity. Kids are out of school on Friday, so we just started driving north. I said, we'll just drive up north until we start seeing it snowing. Took off Friday night and around Lookout Mountain, which is perfect because we love Lookout Mountain. I love Lookout Mountain. Oh, driving through Fort Payne. I know it's touristy, but Lookout Mountain is just God's country. It's beautiful. And it's only 2 hours north of here, man. It's awesome. We stayed at the Fairfield Inn. They took care of us. So much stuff to do up there, man. We just find things to do. Sam Rushing, good morning to you. So we just drove up there, and it snowed like hell about 2 o'clock in the morning at 3 inches of snow and saw the snow. It was great. By the way, if you get a chance, go up to the top of the mountain and just ride the ridge, man. It's incredible. I mean, you can do the Ruby Falls and Raccoon Mountain and all that stuff. But we went on some back roads and went up some private driveways and saw some super cool Civil War statues and stuff like that. It was awesome. And I was with my kids, so we were going to have a good time either way. But we had a wonderful time. And by the way, there was a Chattanooga, one of Chattanooga's finest. I don't know the guy's name, but he was sitting on the side of the road up on top of the mountain. And I got out of the car and I walked over. Of course, my kids are freaking out. I said, it's a police officer. Don't be afraid of police officers. Police officers are here to help us. They're public servants. They're great. And my son's like, dude, don't talk to the police officer. Don't talk to the police officer. I says, dude, this ain't 20 years ago. I ain't going to worry about him smelling my breath or anything. It's going to be okay. But I walked over to him and said, listen, we're only in town for 36, 48 hours. We're wanting to do something we've never done before. Benny Selman, good morning to you. And he's like, follow me. Follow me. I'll take care of you. And we followed this police officer for about a half an hour, 45 minutes. Thanked him for his service. Great police officer. It was awesome. We had a great time. So thanks to the fine folks and the Tennessee Tourism Board. Thanks for looking after us, the Tony Curry Bunch. All right, so lots going on this weekend. We'll talk about the Tom Brady thing briefly. March Madness, congratulations to my UAB Blazers getting in. My Xavier Musketeers laid a turd in their first game of their tournament against Butler, so they didn't get in. It would have been great to have my Muskies and my UAB Blazers and my Alabama Crimson Tide and my Auburn Tigers all and the same tournament would have been great, but my Xavier Muskies didn't hold up their end of the bargain. So I do want to mention several other things. We'll talk about the Tom Brady thing. We'll talk about the March Madness thing. William Hurt also died this past weekend. But also wanted to mention spring break started on Friday. 570,000 college kids, and I guess high school kids too. It's a high school thing too now. Down at the beach. They're expecting that to triple over the next couple of weeks down at the beach. We used to go all the way down to Fort Lauderdale, down near the Miami area. I know there was a time where Panama City, Orange Beach, I think Destin got big for a little bit. But some business owners are like, we don't want you here. Get out of here. We don't want to have the camaraderie and the hoopla and the chaos and all that stuff. Although now that the pandemic has been going on and now it's sliding out, this is the first regular spring break we've had, what, 2 or 3 years? So the kids are getting after it. And I see these videos of kids down there in spring break. Now listen, I'm never going to say that things were different during our time. I'm 56 years old. I went to spring break a couple of years when I was going to Xavier University. But they are different. They're just different times, man. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have video. Thank God. I don't know about you, man, but I'm so glad that I did not have phones when I was 18, 19 years old, dude, because it would not be good. I'm just telling you, man. So thankful that we had our Polaroids that we lost on the way home, right? God. Seriously, think about how tough kids have it these days. You know, we're sitting there going, dumbass, why are you taking a video of that? Why are you taking pictures of that? Why are you sending that picture to your friend? Think about what it would have been like for you and I if we had videography or we could video everything we did when we were 18, 19, 20 years old. We'd be screwed. It would be horrible, man. It'd be terrible. Thank goodness we didn't have that. Anyway, so they're all down there having a good time. I'm like, you know, as a dad, I got a 17-year-old son. I don't think he drinks. If he does, he's really good at it because I've never seen it happen. I don't think he does any drugs. He's a super good kid, respects authority. Scary having a 17-year-old these days. But, you know, we used to go down to the beach. You get out of bed about 7 o'clock in the morning. You get drunk by about 11 o'clock in the morning. You go to your room, you take a nap, and then you take a shower, and then you get back out around 2 o'clock and go all night. That's what you did on spring break for 6-7 days. And now these kids obviously are doing different things. They're doing beer pong. And there's some groups of kids that are kind of stuck to themselves, and they just have a good time. They kind of do their own things. You got the revelers who want to go out there and start crap with other groups of people. And you meet a lot of people, and, of course, it's just a ton of skin, period. Who knows what's going to happen down there? You always have somebody. Tom Williams, good morning to you, brother. Congratulations on the club opening up this past Friday and Saturday. I hope it was fantastic for you. I saw your pictures. It was great. And then you'd always have some people die. There was like 5 cadets, I think, that passed away this past. I don't know if they passed away. Pardon me. I don't know if they died, but they overdosed on some cocaine that was laced with something. Anyway, we didn't do drugs either. We just drank our asses off. We just drank a lot. We didn't do drugs down there. There wasn't any drugs during spring break. Now it's totally different. Fentanyl's all over the place. Anyway, but we used to get after it. And I look back at my days as a spring breaker, and I think one of the reasons they call it spring break is not so much because it's a break during spring, it's that the Lord and sometimes law enforcement give you a break for being 19, 20 years old and being an idiot. Now, back in my day, you could drink when you were 18. Probably the best law that we ever did was raise the drinking law to 21. Budweiser is one of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio, and I love me some ice cool Budweiser. But to think now that my 17-year-old kid could drink later on in October would scare the hell out of me, because kids just, they don't need to be drinking at the age of 18. And Samer Awad, is that how you say your name? Samer, good morning to you. It's just scary. It's just crazy. You get your whole life to drink. You can wait till you're 21. And most kids that start drinking at 21 didn't start drinking at 21 anyway. Anyway, my point is spring break, man, is just out there. And as a parent, you teach your kids about sex. You teach your kids about drinking. You teach them about drugs and phones and all these different things. As a parent, it's probably harder now to be a parent than it ever has been. And you do everything you can to set the table, and then you send them off into the world. Right? You just push them out of the nest and hopefully they can fly. When you're talking about spring break, it's out there, man. It's all or none. And if you're a parent right now and you have a kid that's 18, 19, 20 years old and they're heading down to spring break over the next couple of weeks, you're probably like, oh Lord, you're probably praying your ass off, and it's probably a good idea. But what I am seeing down there is I'm seeing wrestling. I'm seeing all these videos of wrestling. Is that the big thing now down there? So you got women in bikinis wrestling, which I get, which is fun. It's like Jello wrestling. But then you got dudes wrestling on the beach. I'm seeing like 50,000 people in a circle watching dudes and gals wrestle on the beach. Is that what we're doing during spring break now? What the hell are you doing? Chill out. Just get drunk. Hang out by the pool. Enjoy yourself. Go chase some skirt. Do whatever you got to do. But just to get drunk and start wrestling on the beach, that doesn't sound like a very good idea to me. I don't get you, kids. Anyway, I hope you have a great time in spring break. I know that Tony Curry Radio is huge down at the beach. As a matter of fact, we got, like 600, 700 people down at the beach this morning. Is that right? Listen to Tony Curry Radio because the kids love the classic rock. So they're getting after it down the beach. I love that. So get after it. Linwood Pritchard, good morning to you, Linwood. So we got that on. Also, I want to give out my obligatory and my heartfelt thanks and good morning to the Ukrainians. I think it's, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon over there. Our numbers in the Ukraine have just exploded, which is great. I can't be there. Andy, good morning to you. I wish I could help you out in some aspect. But to know that you have Tony Curry Radio with you, whether you're sitting in a pill hole or where you're or a pill box, or whether you're sitting in a tank, or whether you're providing for your family, or protecting your wife, or your kids, or the women protecting their kids, whatever it is, our thoughts and prayers go out to you, and it's hard to believe that war started, February 24th, it's been going on for a while now, and I think it's going to go on. Tim McGee, Sr., good morning to you, Tim. I think it's going to go on for a while, but anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to you, Ukrainians. Keep the good fight, keep going. Keep doing your thing. Our thoughts and prayers will keep coming your way. And thank you for listening to Tony Curry Radio. Just a ton of people. What do we got right now? 478 people in the Ukraine right now are listening to Tony Curry Radio, which is super cool. So I'm saying hi to you directly this morning. So keep the good fight and keep doing your thing. William Hurt passed away this past weekend. Y'all know who William Hurt is? I was in a movie called Body Heat, did Kiss of the Spider Woman, which is a really weird movie. Broadcast News, The Big Chill. Big Chill was not a movie I saw, but had an incredible soundtrack to it. It was a great soundtrack. And William is one of those guys, and a lot of critics would say that he was maybe one of the top five actors of our time. He was that good. Great, great actor. He was 71, had prostate cancer. And it's weird because as an actor, he could get after it a little bit. At the age of 35, he started dating this woman named Marlee Matlin. You know her? She's won an Academy Award as well. She was 19 at the time. She also had some issues with drugs and alcohol at the time. But evidently, she was walking the red carpet at the Critics' Choice Awards this past weekend. It was asked about him. And if you saw the video, man, she kind of is taken aback a little bit. And then she hand signs, you know, wow, you're the first person to ask me about him. And I don't know if she had just found out that he had passed away or not. But she wrote an autobiographical read a few years back about the fact that he raped her and basically just threw himself on her, and that any given day she was going to have a split lip and she'd have new bruises every single day. And it just ruined the whole thing for me, man. Because I like William Hurt, and I didn't realize that he did those things. See what happens? We have to look at the entire canvas of a person's life. I'm not saying that if in fact this is true. And she never filed anything. She said she loved him. She thought it was just a normal thing. And she was going through alcohol and cocaine abuse. And so she thought that some of the issues that were happening to her were her own fault, which is not true. But I mean, you look over someone, and this is like the spring break thing, right? Andy, good morning to you. You go back and look over your entire life, we've all done some really stupid shit. I mean, all of us. Thank goodness most of us aren't famous. Most of us don't have a video of it or phone calls or text messages of it. And so we can just pretend it, you know, you made your amends, you moved on, you grew up, you matured, and then hopefully you can just kind of forget about that stuff. It's not to say we don't think about it. There were a lot of great things we did too. But what I'm saying is, we all do some really stupid shit. Really stupid stuff. Like, I look back on things now, like sometimes on my Facebook, I'll see like a Facebook memory, and it'll be from like 3 years ago. And I'll go, oh, 3 years ago. And I'll look back on it and go, what is that? What was I thinking to post that? And it's not like stupid stuff. It's not stuff like, you know, it's not like stuff from 20 years ago. But it's stuff like 3 years. So we change. Even stuff like maybe you posted like 4 weeks ago, and you're like, What was I thinking? Maybe it was late night. Maybe you had a couple glasses of wine. Maybe you were emotional. Maybe you just went through a breakup. Maybe you've got some other issues, and you're like, you know what? This would be a great video for Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. I'm just going to put it out there. And then like the next morning, you're like, what the hell was I thinking? What am I doing? So not to associate posting something on Facebook to rape from 1971. But my point is when you look at someone's life, in its totality, we've all screwed up. And the fact that she really was very eloquent. She came out and she said, John David Lyons, good morning to you, brother. I hope it's beautiful down in your neck of the woods. She was very eloquent. She said, listen, he was a great actor. He'll be sorely missed. He was one of the best actors we ever had, blah, 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 blah. And obviously she said nothing about what happened in her 2-year relationship with him. They weren't married or anything, but they were dating. But kind of crazy stuff there. So Tom Brady's back. I know a lot of people are like, oh, 40 days and 40 nights. It took 40 days for him to change his mind. A lot of people think that Giselle his wife, pretty much runs the show, and she might. I tend to believe that it's probably a 50-50 proposition with his two. And listen, much like a guy who complains about work all the time and then finally retires, what's his wife usually do? Go back to work. Get the hell out of here. You're driving me crazy, right? So it may be a situation where he had that conversation with her and said, listen, I can't sit on the sidelines knowing I still got plenty left in this 44-year-old body, or 40, 43 or 44. And wants to get out there and play. And listen, if you're as good as Tom Brady is, and he could have won an MVP this year, you got to keep playing, man. You got to keep getting after it. The amazing thing about Tom is he's coming back for his 23rd year. There are only five players in NFL history who have played longer than 23 seasons, and they're all flipping kickers. Every one of them. The fact that a quarterback getting back for his 23rd season is great. Super happy. I know that Bruce Arians is probably like, phew. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you, man. So he looks like he's coming back with Tampa Bay. And now, of course, with the free agency starting, I think, today. Andy, morning. Good morning. I think that the free agency starts today. He pulled the trigger just in time. A lot of people thought he was trying to steal the thunder of March Madness stop. He wasn't. He needed to let them know now, because a lot of players wanted to, like, I'm getting the hell out of here if Tom ain't here. Now it looks like everyone's coming back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, he did not go out the way he wanted to against the Rams. So perhaps he'll go back to us, go back in a little different way. Finally, Steph Curry turns 34 today. Simone Biles, happy birthday, Simone. She used to follow me on Facebook. She's 25. Quincy Jones, one of the greatest producers over time, produced all of the James Ingram stuff. He did Jeff Osborne stuff. He did all of, he did his own records too. He did all of the Michael Jackson stuff. An incredible producer. I would make the argument that he's the greatest producer, certainly of our generation. Turns 89 today. And Billy Crystal, this is going to make you feel old. Billy Crystal turns 74 years old today. Finally, want to wish our big UAB Blazer fans a big hidey-ho and congratulations on March Madness. I didn't realize the Blazers hadn't been to the big dance in 7 years. It's been 2015 since the last time they played in March Madness. They're going to be taking on Houston on Friday night. I think the game tips off around 8:20. Not a big Houston fan because I don't like their coach. I think he's a cheater. Had a show cause. He couldn't even coach for 5 years. But anyway, I know he's a hell of a coach. A lot of great coaches are cheaters. They just are. They figure out a way to get around it. They come back. But congratulations to the UAB Blazers. I hope they have a fantastic run. They're an 8-point dog against Houston coming up on Friday. So hopefully they can get a big fat win. Heath Wright, good morning to you, Heath. And we'll see what the Blazers can do in March Madness. Alabama, of course, got their big ball game going on. And, of course, the Auburn Tigers also in March Madness as well. I wish my Xavier Muskies are in, but they're not. Before we let you go, don't forget, of course, the Monday Dark Side of the Pooch. Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital will join us at noon and 8 today. Dark Side of the Pooch, we do a great show about veterinarian care. It's unlike any pet show you'll ever hear. We do this little segment called Mutt Mail. If you want to leave some Mutt Mail, any questions about dog care, cat care, hedgehog care, he's taking care of giraffes. The guy's unbelievable. Go to my website, TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net. Leave me a question on the email part. You can become a bonehead. Also, tomorrow we got Adapter Parish with Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublein and Dr. Josh Claypo. It's a fantastic show. Teresa Ponder, good morning to you. We have a Live Wire Wednesday, a show we do live 8 o'clock every Wednesday night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, 205-682-2828. Killer show. That plays right after Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. That show runs at noon and 7 every single Wednesday. Keep your mind, your mission on your mind. It's a great show with the executive director of the Jimmy Hill Mission and Michael Coleman. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. I think he's got Billy Gibbons coming back this Thursday, I think, from ZZ Top. ZZ Top just announced they're going back on the road. So it looks like Austin Hanks is going to be a busy little boy. He's got his show coming up on Thursday. And then on Friday, When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. I'm sorry, from the Woodhouse Day Spa. We've got a ton of shows going on here. From the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. He's fantastic. He does his show at 1 and 7. And then, of course, the Damon Johnson Show fresh off of. We got a ton of stuff going on here, man. A ton of stuff. We've got the Damon Johnson Show, which airs, of course, at noon and 8 coming up on Friday. Great show. We do him, and of course, all fresh off the heels of his announcement that Brother Kane is going back on the road and doing a 30th anniversary release of their first album from Brother Kane coming out on Friday. And then, of course, the classic hip hop show on Saturday. So, a full week of all fresh shows. You can listen, download the Tony Curry Radio app. My son, when we were in Chattanooga, police officer came up and he recognized my voice. And he goes, are you Tony Curry? I said, yeah. And he goes, I lived down in Birmingham for a while, blah, 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 blah. And I get back to the car. My son's like, dude, is there anyone you don't know? And I said, well, you know, I did radio for 35, 40 years. I was out doing bars and meeting people and doing remotes and all these things. And I'm a handshaker and a baby kisser. And he goes, it's amazing because everywhere we go, someone knows my dad. Someone knows Tony Curry. And so I've had several people say, you know, what have you been up to lately since the Jocks days and everything 3 or 4 years ago? And I tell them I got the Tony Curry radio app. It's super cool. Do me a big favor. Tell your friends, tell your family, download the Tony Curry radio app. It's classic rock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all these killer shows that we produce in-house are wonderful. And now you can go to Spotify and search Tony Curry Radio. You can listen to all of them. We have over 100 shows on Spotify. The Damon Johnson Show, The Blues Almighty, The Win in Rome, The Adaptogens, The Adaptive Parishes, The Dark Side of the Pooches, The Mission Minded, The Classic Hip Hop Show. We got all of our shows up on Spotify, and it's free. So go search Tony Curry Radio, pull it up, and you can go through all of our shows and listen to whatever you want, and it's absolutely killer. Do that on demand. And, of course, fresh new shows every single day of the week here on the Tony Curry Radio app. All right, enough. Have yourself a wonderful day. Enjoy your Monday. I hope you're dealing with a time change. Spring breakers, take care of yourself. March Madness starts this week. I think that's it. Have a wonderful day, and I love you, and thank you for watching. And we'll be back again tomorrow morning. And again, download that Tony Curry Radio app and get after it. Have a great day.